Hi, this is Tracy Holloway, and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast, Journey into Power. Welcome. There is no better time than here and now, and a space into which you can let go and be supported on an energetic level is now offered. A deep recoding of information will take place. And if you wish to receive it, there will also be an initiation into greater power. We are humble servants to a guiding force which is much greater in power and potential than anything we can imagine. We are humble servants of this great intelligence which supports all life here on our beloved planet. We are not servants in a way which makes us subservient, but in service to a calling from the heart of all, to align and bring balance within ourselves so that we can be part of a great awakening. And in time, we will know that the power we serve is the power of creation itself. There's nothing you need to do right now, nowhere else you need to be. You are being called to engage with an inner process which brings you first into the heart of your blessed and beautiful self, and then into alignment with the heart of the galaxy. The greater guiding intelligence which serves everything to be at one with all. There's no need to struggle. You can let go into grace and allow the flow of this greatness to penetrate to the very heart of you, bring you back home to yourself. And these really are challenging times. And it can feel as if you're being pushed beyond your limits at times. And there's nothing wrong with this, though it can feel as if everything's wrong sometimes. The truth is that there are new limits to be discovered, beyond the inevitable breakthrough from what has held things in place until now. There's actually a far stronger you, and you will be supported to find a way through to that stronger, more resilient self. The power you have is increasing, and it will increase each and every day. It may not be seen in obvious ways, as the power you have is new, and the place where that power will be needed, and where indeed it can shine through, may not always be available just yet. But the time of the great shift is upon us, like nothing we've ever experienced. And we cannot resist it, no matter how hard we try. And so rather than resist, just trust in the process. Just let go, get into the flow. No one but you can really know what's gone on for you in preparation for this great time of evolutionary expansion of consciousness and deeper connectivity. There have been many challenges along the way, challenges which have helped you get into position, into a place of increased receptivity. The power you have is in acknowledging that everything which has ever happened in your life has been to support you to be ready for this incredible wave of potential which humanity must ride. The power we have is not in how we ride the wave, but in how we land at the shore. The ride will be exhilarating. It may or may not challenge you to find more creative ways of being in order to adapt to whatever circumstances you face. But in truth, you will ride the wave, and you will ride it in whatever way you can. And you may fall into the waters, get up and get back on board from time to time. Or you may find a new way of surfing, which was unexpected, perhaps, and which made you feel overwhelmed for a while, perhaps, as you didn't know what you were doing, didn't quite know how, or you worried about what others might think, or you were concerned if you were getting it right or getting it wrong, or if you'd bailed out, or indeed if you'd sink. But these are not the things which should be focused on, as this is just the wave. And how you surf it is unpredictable at best, and unique to you and your journey. But what is important is what you do when you arrive at the shore. And there are treasures. Many, many treasures. And you may have to dig deep. And you will find them. There's so much of yourself which you are still to discover, which you may not have bothered to look for should the circumstances of your life have not changed in this way and require you to be more resourceful, more resilient, and to know yourself more fully. And so the digging deep may have gone on for a while. And you may have uncovered some treasures. But there are many more. Especially on the new shores. The power you have is increasing. And as it does, so your intuitive guidance increases too. You may not know just how much power you have until you see that without this guiding navigation system to support you currently, you would perhaps otherwise feel more helpless, perhaps even without hope or completely overwhelmed. It's not that you're challenged more so as to see at what point you will break, but that you are challenged so that you can learn to adapt. And so, through adapting, you learn to survive these unprecedented times. Adapting to new surroundings is essential. And you are learning not just to adapt, but to be flexible in each and every moment, so that you can remain in your power, even when others seem to have lost their way. This call is to the heart of you, to the innate power and wisdom within you. You cannot avoid this call, as it will call you to be accountable and to search the very depths of your being to know that you are not only called to be part of this great awakening, but that you are indeed the driving power anchoring itself in the collective psyche of the human mind. This powerful position is not new. It has been brewing in the realms of the unconscious mind as collective dissatisfaction with life and a distaste for that which does not sit well in the heart. This discontent can only manifest itself now as it's built such momentum that it can no longer be held prisoner and must be freed. The historic persecution can no longer be ignored, nor can the people who reside in authority whilst taking privilege as their right and restricting the freedom of others. No one can ignore this anymore. The melting pot of these experiences will no longer be permitted. As within the old paradigm, there has been no place for sovereignty and dignity. Whereas the new paradigm, has this as its foundation. Regardless of who you are and what your life has been like, you are now called to be in service to a much greater goal. In service to humanity, as we go through the painful experience of seeing what has been done and how it has caused such heartache and grief for too many, for too long. and now all is to be accounted for. Nothing will be hidden anymore. Nothing will be missed out or overlooked. No more secrets and lies. The collective shame we feel for our historic part in all which has been created must not hold us back. It is not there to punish us or persecute us, but to help us to acknowledge that we are ready to create something new. We are ready to create a new earth where such shameful feelings are no longer experienced, as people are instead able to come together in unity and help support each other, to support our beloved planet as all live as one. Whereas historically so much of the shame has come from being forced to do things which are against our true nature, against nature, against our inner nature, against our humanity, and thus has caused great separation, fear of judgment, and the creation of many illusory stories embellished with ideas which give us a false sense of liberty and a deep isolation from both self and others. The power we have is increasing, and it increases as we acknowledge the shame we feel and the betrayal we've encountered. Our power can no longer be taken from us when we access the truth we hold in our hearts, as it's this truth which will support us to come together in unity, regardless of anything. We know in our hearts we are one. Nothing can take that away once we are in the power of our own sacred heart. If you haven't done so already, then this may be the time when you wish to close your eyes. You can breathe and settle more deeply into you. Settle into the power you have within you as you breathe and acknowledge your breath as sacred. Breathe into sacred space. Into presence, into you in your totality. And take a moment to be grateful for yourself, for the you of you, and for the journey so far. You are a powerful being of light, here to support the awakening of human consciousness. And all you need to do right now is simply relax and breathe. Just simply relax, let go, and breathe. And take a few moments just to settle. And as you do, a recoding of energetic information will start to occur. This deep and powerful recoding process is part of the journey into greater power. As you rest, and as you open your heart more than ever before to the potential that we have when we come together in this way, then you will see, sense, and know that you are here, here and now. And that as you breathe, we are breathing as one with all. Breathe in your connection to yourself. Breathe in your connection, and as you breathe in and breathe out, gently breathing in and breathing out, So you're connecting your heart to the heart of the galaxy and to the heart of the earth and to the heart of each and every other person tuning in, to the heart of all the guidance all around us, to the heart of all sentient beings, to the heart of all creation. One heart, breathing, beating as one. Just feel the power in that connection. Connectivity is everything right now. As you become more and more aware of the interconnectedness of all things, you are one with all. This is the sacred breath, breathing throughout all of creation. This sacred breath supports you as you drop ever more deeply into this recoding process, allowing it to work its magic through each and every cell of your body, releasing dormant codes of information and realigning you with truth. You are a sacred being of light, and you're remembering, you're recalling, you're awakening. You have so much power within you, and this power is increasing each and every day. There's nothing you need to do but rest in the arms of this sacred space and be held by the truth within you. The truth that knows you are a sacred being of light and that you are awakening. Awakening to greater power. Awakening to true power. The power you have is increasing, and as this recoding takes place, you can see, sense, and know that you're part of a greater energetic body, which creates through collectively projecting energetic frames of reference, such as those you see or sense when you know in your heart that you're here to help support the new earth into being. You are like a powerful, creative, energetic, projecting, light-transmitting pixel which holds part of the vision for a new earth. And as this recoding takes place, you can explore the power you have in seeing, sensing what you'd like to project on the screen of this collective creation that we're in service to. You are part of the sacred vision for the new earth. And within you, there is much coded information which will support you to know who you are, why you're here, bring you into alignment to all the right places with all the right connections, to flow with the truth of who you are, in alignment with all. There has never been a more powerful time than this. And as we learn to anchor the power we have to create a new earth, then we help recode the collective mind of humanity and weave instead the potential to never have to experience such adversity again, and for our future generations to be nourished in harmony with the beauty of the natural world, as caretakers and space keepers of this, our sacred land. The earth has such wisdom, and we can be more in tune with this through deeper attunement with our own true nature. We're not separate, but intricately woven. And as this recoding of deep ancestral trauma occurs, and the threads and bonds of contracts, which are both karmic and historic, start to release, so we can begin to create a more spacious place within our bodies to hold the truth of our own sacred and bountiful light. You are traveling deep within, deep into an initiation process into greater power. You are dropping more deeply into the sacred space which you create, a space you've created to hold your sacred light and to explore the power and potential that you have. Within this space, within this place, within this bountiful light, you can travel. You can be held and supported. You can feel deeply nourished. Deeper and deeper. A recoding of cellular information is now occurring, the deepest possible level. Ancestral trauma is releasing. Bonds and contracts which are held, both karmic, historic, these are releasing with grace and with ease. You have no need to hang on to this any longer. This has served you to come into alignment here and now, and you're ready now to let go. And you can let go. And you can let go. Letting go will continue over the coming days, weeks, even months ahead. And you may notice or not notice. You may be aware or unaware. Whether you know or not, whether you sense it, feel it, the truth is that you're ready to release it. You no longer need it. You now no longer have to carry it. You agreed to carry it for a while. That time's now over. There's so much gratitude to you for all the carrying, for all that you've done. It's time to let go now. You've completed that part of the journey. And you may feel relieved. You may feel acknowledged. You may feel lighter. You may feel ready for something new. You may feel nothing at all. All that and more is completely acceptable. As you're accepting the journey here and now for exactly what it is. A journey into you. A journey through the space that you create for your sacred exploration into truth. The truth of you. The sacred space which holds you so beautifully. And that sacred space is also you. You and that sacred space are one. Let go. Let go even more into that space. Into that space. It's where the magic happens. You can receive the energetic upgrades that you require right now. You can continue to let go and to release. And you can also start to receive a new level of guidance for this next wave that we're entering into. The guidance that you've had for a while now will stay with you as you transition. But new guidance is coming in. And that new guidance will take you into this new wave and support you. You can take a moment or two, should you wish to connect with that inner guidance. A moment of gratitude for all the unseen support teams that you have working with you day and night. Every step of the way. And as you take some deep breaths into the space where that guidance is, you can be reassured that there is bountiful guidance available to you. And you can start to sense that more deeply in everyday ways. Start to trust it more. You're not making it up. It really is there. Even when you think it isn't, it's always there. Especially when you think it isn't. Usually helping even more at those times. And so breathe into that space, let go a little more. Allow these energetic upgrades to work their magic through you. And this light energy transmission can support you as you receive this initiation into greater power, should you wish to. Should you feel ready to. It's available to you here and now. And at any time. This journey into greater power will be something to continue for quite some time. We're only really at the very beginning stages of understanding what true power is. We really have a long way to go. And we are embodying it. And so the more space you make by letting go of what you no longer need, then the more you create that spacious, sacred place within your body which can hold greater truth, greater power, and support you on your sacred journey into bountiful light and true sovereignty is born. Take all the time you need. There is a huge amount of recoding, transmitting, receiving, upgrading, and initiating going on right now for you. And so rest deeply, very, very deeply, until your eyes naturally pop open in their own time. When they pop open in their own time, then you know you're done. things will feel complete. And that may take some time. And there's no hurry. You can take all the time you need. This is your sacred space. Enjoy. Rest. And allow. And so it is. And so it is.